The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back, Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally on Cairo Radio. Dr. Lee Yardley is here with me. Lee, next we're going to talk to George. He's one of your clients, and I was looking at his list. He has quite a number of health issues that he was presenting. Can you run down this for me, please?
Certainly. He was dealing with balance issues. He had numbness in both feet since 2012. It was getting worse. It was constant. He would get tingling and pain when they were not in use. Low back pain. He'd had low back surgery done back in 2014. He had a laminectomy. And then, you know, George, he deals with balance issues. He fell in a tub, of all things. He had to lean on something when he was standing. When he was walking on rough ground, he didn't have any control. He had to concentrate. And he had to concentrate on moving his feet. It just didn't seem to come naturally. And he was having trouble sleeping.
Man, we got to talk to this guy. George, welcome to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. So you had a host of health issues. What led you to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had a couple pretty good falls I'm in construction, and there have been, and I had a couple pretty bad falls. And the last one, I was losing everything from my waist down, and so I had my back operated on, had the fin taken out, three, four, five, and a half, or six, or whatever it was. It's several parts of my back, and that relieved everything. But then after that, I went to him because I knew if I'd ever get restored, I'd have to kind of start from the start. And I knew that's where he worked with, and so that's why I went to him. Like I said, and I'm sure he's told you that I have no feeling, had no feeling in my feet. I was unable to direct them naturally, like when you're starting to walk when you're young, and losing it. And so I started going to Dr. Yardley, and everything changed around.
You were a construction guy. You specialized in foundations. And how does that apply to what you do with Dr. Yardley?
Everything we build, if you don't have a good foundation, you can prop it up, do different things, or you can try to take it all the way out and start digging deeper to get better ground. But I had so many different experiences with foundation that I knew what he was doing was right on the way I just felt life was.
Let's run down the list of stuff of where you are at today. After being treated with Dr. Yardley, or by Dr. Yardley, tell me about your balance, your bilateral balance, because I knew you had to lean on something where standing, or you had some issues when you were walking on uneven ground. How's your balance today?
Well, I would say at least 70-80% better. In fact, I didn't tell Dr. Yardley, but just the last probably month, at least 2-3 weeks, I tried running, and I thought I'd never run again. So I tried running the other day, and it's getting better. You know, it's some might not call it running, but to me, it's a lot.
And that would go along with the lower back pain. Is that still with you, or have you gotten rid of that too?
No. Yeah, I know the pain. I don't have pain anywhere. The only time I have a little bit of pain is like, I don't know if Dr. Yardley says, but told you, but I fall in my work. I work in uneven places. I work in holes and where other things are. because of my age and stability, I still have, holes and stuff that I don't know are there or whatever. And I take my falls, or something trips me up and I take my falls. And the only time I ever, right away, in fact, just maybe not immediately, but it isn't long, I know that, hey, I need to get back in and see Dr. Yardley. I know that there's something going on. It makes you feel so much better when he's, when I know that I'm in. That way the process, can continue to work.
Tell me about your quality of life.
You know, I have as good a quality as a guy my age can have. I don't know of anybody that has any better, unless they're talking about other things. But I've got it. I'm semi-retired. I on Social Security, but I drive a big dump truck and small ones and loaders and tractors. My quality, I'd say pretty excellent for my age.
Well, George, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Congratulations on the improvement in your health.
Well, I thank you. I don't see of anything unless I have another fall or whatever, but I know how to fall, I'm pretty, it's surprising. When you get, like I say, that foundation, you can get winds to maybe crack it a little bit or whatever, but if the base is there and the structure is there, it'll come back. And I appreciate the theory of it and what's going on.
All right. George, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care, George, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Of course, you're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain, and I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I would sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions.
Yeah.
What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden,
Right.
I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis. Do you see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis in your practice?
We do. There are many forms of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a particularly destructive form of arthritis.
What differentiates rheumatoid from the other forms?
The other forms of arthritis, like, for instance, osteoarthritis, is wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Which most of us get at some point somewhere in our body.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where rheumatoid arthritis is almost thought to be an autoimmune response, where there is destruction of the joints. If you see people mm-hmm. where the fingers are really pulled off to
yes.
This is rheumatoid arthritis.
And they have drugs that treat it, but they're pretty heavy-duty drugs,
pretty
and they are
potent.
Massive. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, and still more containment than anything, relief than anything.
Have you had some success treating it?
Well, let me tell you about a guy that I was walking down the hall in the institute here. Oh, this was probably about a year ago. And this gentleman sticks his head out, and he says, Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you. Now, that's usually a good thing or a bad thing. Can never be sure.
Right.
So, at any rate, I zip in. Of course, I always want to have the discussion, regardless of which it is.
Sure.
And so, at any rate, this gentleman's name was Jim, and Jim said, I just wanted to share with you something. He said, about 3 years ago, I met you and one of your staff doctors. I think it was at the home show.
Okay.
And at the time, we talked about the rheumatoid arthritis that I had. And the two of you felt that the brain-body connection could be a key to helping with that. And so I started under care, and I've actually been under care here in the office now for the past 3 years. And I just want to tell you that I went to see my rheumatologist just a few months ago. And one of the things that he reported is that my SED rate has normalized. The SED rate.
What's a SED rate?
It's a chemical test that's done, a blood test that's done, and it measures the ongoing level of destruction that's going on in the body.
Okay.
And it's classically high when you're dealing with someone with rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But what his doctor, his rheumatologist, was in fact telling him is that his SED rate had normalized completely.
The destruction was not happening
no
anymore.
No longer existent.
Wow.
But what was really important to him, he went on to say that even though my fingers are still deformed, I no longer have the inflammation. I no longer have the pain in the joints. I'm able to do things with these hands that I was not able to do when this disease was active. And for all intents and purposes, it appears that this has normalized for me. And I just want to thank you so much for the work that you and the doctors have done at the Institute to help me with this.
Are you surprised when that kind of story comes your way?
I love those kind of stories. But no, every week we get, stories like this from one person or another, or, you know, and it's what makes this work so great to do. I mean, sometimes my patients ask me, you know, how many, well, you're working 12-hour days. And I say, it's not work. When you love something as much as we do, this is not work. We enjoy it.
Now, let's be really clear here, because anytime you tell a story like this, we like to kind of clarify. Your process, your upper cervical process, the brain and body connection, this isn't a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, not automatically.
No. We don't cure. The body heals. We don't heal. The body heals. What we do is we reconnect the brain with the body so the body can know, so that the brain and the brainstem can do what it knows so well how to do, and that is to heal. That brain heals cuts, it creates babies, and it's amazing what it can do. But we don't do that. The body does that.
So if I come to you and say, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I need you to cure me, you're not going to take me as a patient, are you?
I would not. No. I would be glad to evaluate you to see if there's a compromise in your brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
I would explain to you that that could be part of the picture with regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do, and what I do exclusively, is correct that brain-body.
Tell me a little bit. We have another minute or so. We have enough time for you to share this. We don't always get a chance to talk about this. Tell everybody what the procedure actually is. When you say reconnect the brain and the body, what do you mean?
Well, mechanically, there are things that occur in our life, auto accidents, forceps used in the delivery process, that result in a situation where the head is not sitting straight on the neck,
mm-hmm.
and it's affecting the communications that go through this area. Those communications begin to get garbled.
And you mean within the brainstem and down through the spine?
Yeah, at the very top of the neck at the base of the skull,
mm-hmm.
Is where this derangement occurs.
Yeah.
And so there's a complete study and skill set that goes with being able to measure and correct this kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do at the Yardley Institute.
So you go through the test procedure, but then is there some kind of manipulation or something that you actually do between the head and the spine? What's that like?
I would probably not use the term manipulation.
Well, that's why I used it, because I knew you'd
right.
correct me.
We introduce what's called a vected force.
Uh-huh.
A vected force has both magnitude and direction.
Okay.
It's based on computations taken from x-rays. And so, as I said, we have metrics. And then after we've done it, we'll take a film and measure that we've got that out of there,
mm-hmm.
whether we got a 50% correction, 80% correction.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to create the kind of corrections that can hold for long periods of time. We believe people get well by being corrected, not being corrected all of the time.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time.
I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. That's the way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh, my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right, or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak, and you groan, and you moan, and it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having.
Go see Dr. Yardley and find out if he can help you like he did Bryant here.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Jean Iverson. But before we get Jean on the phone here, I wanted to ask you a little bit about her. Has she been coming to you for a while?
She's been coming to us for a while. She's a sweetheart of a person, and she travels what is for her quite a distance to get to our office. She travels from Poulsbo. Our office, of course, is in Kent.
That's miles away. My God, it's... Well, actually, it's not that far. But for her, it's quite a distance, isn't it?
It is, because she actually can't walk on her own. She deals with a significant disability, and yet, you know, she's got such a wonderful spirit. She just doesn't let that get her down. So she's knocked on the doors of a lot of other doctors, even people in my own profession, who work in areas close to what I work in, and just hasn't seen the results that she was looking for. But she didn't give up. She kept looking, and she came to our office, and you're going to hear from her how excited she is with the changes she's been seeing.
Jean Iverson joins us. She has been one of Dr. Yardley's patients. Jean, thanks for joining us here.
You're very welcome. Pleasure to do so.
So, Jean, let's talk about what condition you were in before you met Dr. Yardley. What was the specific problem that you were suffering from?
I had been in a car accident 13 years ago as a passenger, and I ended up with lots of nerve damage from the collision because the car hit on my side. I was a front passenger.
Ooh.
And then I also had nerve damage and things from the impact from the lovely airbag.
Oh, sure. How restricted were you? What were you able to do?
Well, I could do things, but not like in the past, because I had neck pain and shoulder pain, and my leg would give out from underneath me, and I had never had TMJ jaw problems before, and I could hardly eat because I could chew about 5 times, and then my jaw would start spasming, so... It had totally changed my life in a lot of ways.
Wow. So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. Tell us, after the treatment, what your condition was. What happened?
I had no pain after the first treatment. I was absolutely dumbfounded.
Yeah, shocked, I would guess.
Yes.
Did that continue as you went through treatments with Dr. Yardley? Did the pain come back, or what happened?
It was amazing. It went away, and I haven't had the pain at all since. It was so easy. I just, when he did the adjustment, I was amazed that that's all that he was going to do. And within the half hour, my neck didn't hurt, and I didn't have any problem with my jaws or my shoulder. Totally different person.
And what is that? And what has that meant for you in the years following?
Oh, well, I had felt so icky for 13 years since a car accident, that it was like I was a whole new person again after he put my head on straight, so to speak, and did the adjustment, because my skull was off center.
So now, were there any other conditions, or was there improvement in any other area that you weren't really thinking about when you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've had MS, a light case of MS, since early 70s. and haven't really had that many problems other than fatigue and some things like that. But I've noticed that since I've gone to the appointments for the adjustments that I don't fatigue as easily.
Dr. Yardley, have you got something you want to add here?
Yeah. Now, Gene, as we know, we work with the brain-body connection. This is an area that we limit our practice to. All of our doctors are highly trained and exceptional in correcting that. But we weren't the first office that you went to that actually addressed this area. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
You'd been to other doctors.
I had gone to many, many, many doctors over the 13 years and never found any help or relief of any kind until I went to your place. And then after the one adjustment at the Institute, I felt like a whole new person again.
That's an amazing story. So where are you at today, Gene? I mean, as you proceed in your life, are you able to do the things that you've been waiting to do for a long time?
Oh, yes, especially eat.
So, Gene, how much does the gas cost you to get to my office every time you come?
Listen,
we've had many discussions on this. She just wishes
that. Well, it takes about 2 hours to get there, of course, so that's one way. So it's about, I would guesstimate, $25 maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Gene, let me ask you real quick. I think he was pulling your tail. What would you say to somebody who is thinking about seeing Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute? Would you recommend it?
Oh, I think they owe it to themselves to go see this man, believe me.
And why is that?
Because if you have any type of health issue that you haven't had relief or help with, I'm sure he can put something together to put you back together.
Listen, I appreciate you making time to come on with us today, Gene. It's really a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Gene. You take care of yourself now.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, Dr. Yardley, is Gene's situation unusual, that to go to a whole bunch of other doctors and then end up with you at the Yardley Institute, and suddenly, through your procedure, her problem, in her case, her neck pain, just leaves?
To the contrary. Actually, most people that end up in our office have been trying many other places, and we're usually, often case, the last resort. So this is not atypical at all. In fact, this is generally what we're going to see.
Cool.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you here. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a problem that I know a lot of people come to you about, shoulder, arm, hand problems. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's been interesting over the years I've been in practice. I look at these, I ask questions of myself, how do these things develop? And you know, there's many theories on that. But what I found oftentimes is a lot of these problems seem to evolve from issues up in the neck area. Sure, it's possible to damage a wrist or an elbow or a shoulder. But, you know, in the end, the body is designed to heal itself. So if it's not, there needs to be, or you would look to see if there's some reason why it's not doing it.
Well, I mean, in the last 20 years, all of us are spending a lot more time sitting at a desk, looking at a screen, using our small motor skills. And not surprisingly, that it's going to have an impact on the human body over time.
That's true. Wear and tear, etc. And so what I've done clinically is I've taken a closer look at what happens in terms of the neck, where the nerve supply is that goes to the arm, hands, and fingers.
Why don't we tell people where that is? Because, you know, you take it for granted. Most people don't. So tell us, where are those nerves?
Okay, those nerves that go to the arm, hands, and fingers, they exit at the very bottom of the neck. They travel across your shoulders, down to the arms, the hands,
so
and the
fingers. We're talking about the back of the neck.
Back of the neck, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so having looked at a good 17,000 x-rays of people's necks over the years, I've seen a lot of things. And I tend to find that people that have these issues have a deterioration or a breakdown that occurs to the discs and the bones in the middle to the lower part of the neck.
Okay.
So the next question is, why does that happen? Where does that come from? Now, I've heard it. Well, you know, it's age-related. It's just a – but, you know, all of the discs and all the bones are the same age in the neck, yet only two or three of them seem to be in trouble. So that never really made a lot of sense to me. And then I took a look at how the head was sitting on the neck. And the head weighs 10, 15 pounds. That's the weight of a bowling ball. And I started thinking, you know, if that thing is sitting crooked on the neck – why would that neck not be like an unbalanced tire? One part's doing most of the work, the area that does most of the work ages more quickly, wears out more quickly, and voila, we start developing problems to where those nerves go to, the shoulder, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers.
Okay.
So we at the Yardley Institute focus on this area, and we've developed procedures that are designed to reposition how the head is sitting on the neck, which is somewhat like balancing a tire on your car. It removes the reason that the tire is wearing in an unbalanced way.
So now, wait, you can help me here with something, Dr. Yardley. If you're gonna actually move my head and realign it with the spine, don't mm-hmm. I have muscles that will stop the head from doing that?
You know, certainly muscle memory is part of the process that the body goes through to rehabilitate itself
right.
when you're correcting this kind of problem. But the thing about muscles is to remember is that muscles can only do two things. They can contract and they can relax.
Okay.
And even the hardest working muscle in the body, the cardiac muscle, spends more time relaxed than it does contracted. So it's impossible for a muscle to hold a head up continually. It moves the head.
Okay.
It moves the bones.
Okay.
But it's not going to hold it there
okay.
because it can't maintain that contraction 16 hours a day.
Okay, you got me.
So we found once we did this that even though there was deterioration, there was calcium buildup, there was degeneration in the discs, very often these problems in the shoulders and the elbows and the wrists begin to start healing. They begin to start resolving themselves.
Now, we're talking like carpal tunnel syndrome.
Carpal tunnel is a very common one
or
that we see.
Tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow, yes. And shoulder problems as well.
Well, I believe you have a story, in fact, talking about shoulder problems. Somebody who had... Well, tell us the story. Was it John?
Yes. John is a fascinating case. And one of the things that makes John fascinating to me... Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is... Well, you know, he's 86 years old.
Okay.
I think that's amazing because that's older than my mother. And this guy is not slowing down.
Okay.
He's going to outrun you and I think. And he came to me with a problem with his shoulder. And he was quite frank about it. He said, it's being diagnosed as a rotator cuff. To which I would normally respond, if it's truly a torn rotator cuff, the only thing that's going to resolve it is surgery.
Okay.
However, he had different ideas. He said, I'm not having the surgery. I've come to see you to see if you can fix it. Well, I don't fix torn rotator cuffs.
That's right. You don't cure anything.
Mm-mm. But I certainly found the issues going on with his head and his neck that I had seen in so many cases over the years. And I proposed to him, well, let's correct that, and then let's see what can happen after that.
Now, you're talking about the brain-body connection.
Brain-body connection and how the head sits on the neck and redistributing the forces into the neck so the joints do their work. It's do the work that they're supposed to.
You're also cutting loose the ability of the nerves. You're relaxing the part of the nerves that are not functioning normally.
That's right. Yeah, that compromise in the brain-body connection starts being reestablished.
So what happened with John?
Well, the thing about an 86-year-old, you never really know how much permanent damage there might be in there.
Right.
And so all that we could do is do it and then see what happened. And it was very interesting. John travels a long way to see me. He travels almost an hour each way to see me. And he started reporting very early improvements in his shoulder. In the first in the first couple of weeks, his left shoulder was doing 50% better. He had other things going on, like his low back and stuff that was doing 80% better. And the tension in his hand was starting to do 50% better. And then as time went by, it improved and it improved. We were up at about 80% improvement a few months later. It was very clear in John's case that the damage wasn't permanent. His body did have the ability to heal itself. And in his case, he didn't have to go through the surgery.
And John isn't necessarily unique. It's amazing the number of your patients where these matters get taken care of by restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and I'm chatting with Dan, who is a fellow patient. Your wife saw improvement with sciatica, headaches, asthma. You go there just to support your wife. You are off the Xantex and you're off the Tums. That's incredible.
And within just a few months, my doctor took me off of my diabetes medication.
Wow. And the pills are gone. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't take anything.
What would you say to people about Dr. Lee Yardley as a guy who restores the body's ability to heal itself?
I have to say that I was skeptical, and I understand that. And so people are probably maybe a little skeptical. But really, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And if there's something out there that can help, and there's so much that we don't know, and the body works in ways that most of us just do not understand at all, and Dr. Yardley does understand ways that the body works, and he can help people because he knows those things.
It's not disease care, it's health care.
Right. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Yardley, in just a second here, we're going to talk to Mike, one of your clients. Why don't we just real quickly preview, what did he come to you with?
Mike came to us, been under chiropractic care before, but not for about a year. He's dealing with a chronic problem of right sciatica. I had some neck stiffness, and he was having a right shoulder problem, and plantar fasciitis. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's a particular joy. Gee, I've had most of these.
You can identify.
I can. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was your situation when you went to see Dr. Yardley? It sounds like there was a level of frustration with your care or lack of success.
Yeah, so I have dealt with these, all three of the problems and probably a few others, that for a very long period of time. As was mentioned, I'd been to numerous chiropractors over the years, maybe dating back almost 20 years, and have tried to go through massage therapy. I've worked with numerous massage therapists trying to solve the problem, and any relief I got was only temporary.
It seems to be the case.
One of the things is, if you're an electrician, you spend a lot of time looking and reaching up.
That's right.
And if you've got a right shoulder that doesn't work, it's not helpful.
So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. What were you struck by when you first got there? Was it what you expected?
So I'm just naturally a skeptical guy. I put it off for a long time. I've listened to him on the radio for a number of years. And finally, when I went, I was really impressed by the information from the initial examination. And when we decided that it would be something that I would benefit from, to the explanation as to what was going to be done and how that would work, I was really impressed by that.
Okay, so you got there, and I guess you probably would have known that it was a very subtle procedure?
No, I didn't know. I didn't have any idea.
So
I had no idea.
So when you went through it, what was it like for you?
Well, he told me in advance that a lot of people say they don't think he did anything.
Right.
And I would almost agree with that. I mean, I could tell that there was some movement, but it was very non-invasive. It was totally different than every other thing I've ever tried.
And so what happened?
Well, even on the drive home, my wife came with me, and I told her on the way home that it just totally felt different, just driving home in that first hour. But the next day was, I had experienced almost immediate relief.
Really?
Yeah, almost immediate relief.
Now, this is an amazing thing because, you know, when you have a sciatica or plantar fasciitis or shoulder pain, I mean, that's stuff that tends to be there for a long time. And you've been experiencing these for, what, months, years?
No, years. Yeah. And the sciatica was probably the biggest change. The other stuff gradually got better. Not instantly, but not over a long period of time. But the sciatica was almost, I mean, I was to the point where I couldn't rotate. I couldn't spin. I couldn't kneel down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. I mean, I was literally thinking I was going to be wheelchair bound. And so that's what prompted me to go forward with it, mm-hmm. was just an act of desperation. So that when that got immediate relief, it was relief.
Dr. Yardley,
And now he's building a house, so he's feeling better.
That is amazing. Now, there's no way we can guarantee that somebody is going to have a just instant relief like that.
Well, one of the things about being a healthcare institute is we're not about coming up a better widget to fix this or a better widget to fix that. If that happens, and it often does, it's in the process. Our process is really to restore control to control systems and empower the body to heal itself.
So, Mike, let's just run down the list. Sciatica today, where are you at?
It's 99% gone.
That's basically gone. Your neck pain?
It's gone, yeah.
How about that shoulder pain on the right shoulder?
I still deal with a little bit of shoulder issue, but not pain. My arm goes to sleep a lot. But I was having trouble with both, and now it's just the right. And now it's only when I lay on it wrong or sleep wrong. Nope. So it's I would give that a 70%.
And plantar fasciitis can be very, very stubborn. Have you had some relief from that?
I've had a lot of relief from it. It isn't totally gone yet. I still get every once in a while. It's mostly when I wake up in the morning and put my feet on the ground right in the very beginning of the day. After that, it's gone.
So let's talk about your quality of life. How would you say that visiting the Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute, what's been the change in your quality of life?
Well, I can move and do things now. Before, like I said, I was at the point where I thought I was going to become wheelchair bound. Mm-hmm. And I have grandkids now, so that kind of worried me. I didn't want to end up in a wheelchair. So this has allowed me to do things that I before couldn't do. Like as was mentioned, I am working on my own house. I've become more active and hiking, and I'm able to do things. So.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming in and talking with Dr. Yardley and me today.
Well, you're welcome.
Lee, that is an amazing story.
Yeah.
I'm always astonished when people feel so much relief so rapidly, even though I know better. We've done this for a while. I'm not unfamiliar mm-hmm. with this.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, so George is a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he's dealing with a whole list of health problems prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. He had balance issues, constant numbness, tingling pain in both feet, serious low back pain. He even had low back surgery, but you're still in pain. So, George, what happened after you started to see Dr. Yardley?
I started going to Dr. Yardley, and everything changed around. I tried running, and I thought I'd never run again. So I tried running the other day, and it's getting better. You know, it's some might not call it running, but to me, it's a lot.
Hey, George, running is running. So how's the pain? Is it still there?
Yeah, I know the pain. I don't have pain anywhere.
That's awesome. Tell me, what's that meant for your quality of life?
You know, I have as good a quality as a guy my age can have. I don't know of anybody that has any better. You know, I'm semi-retired. I'd say pretty excellent for my age.
George, I'm so happy for you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You hear me here on Cairo from time to time. You've heard me on KTTH. And my buddy Frank Shires, he does the evening news here in Cairo. We get to hang out some of these mornings with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're both patients of his, so we got to turn the tables. Now we get to ask the doc questions. Well, I wanted to chat with you today about one of the things that's impressed me, Dr. Yardley, is the way you operate only on data. Every time I go to the institute to work with you guys, you always check me, always operate on data, always asking how I'm doing. But the intake process, you know, when people go find out if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, it's not some little 15-minute chat. I mean, you really dig in.
it's gentle, it's non-invasive the way you do it. But what are you looking for in that process? Because that was one thing that impressed me, well, of many things. But the intake process seems so rigorous.
Well, one of the first steps that we have to do is find out about the person themselves. What's going on with them? What's important to them? And one of the standard questions I will always start out with, and that is, if you had to pick one thing that you most want to get help with as a result of coming to this office, what would it be? And then they get to share what that is. Many of them don't like that question because they've got like three or four things and they're wanting and hoping for help with all three or four. And they may well get that. But from my purpose, I need to find out what is the most important thing. Then once we've got the details of that, I found out what else they've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked, a little bit more about their history and background. Then we move into, first of all, a brief explanation in terms of what we do.
Right.
And then we move into some testing. The testing is really designed to determine if a patient's a candidate for care. I would just soon not have a person as a patient than have them not helped. And so we go through this series of tests performed by myself. I have clinical assistants that work with me in doing it.
Yeah.
And these are creating a series of metrics. Our work is always metric-based. Even the x-ray work that I do is really based on taking measurements off the x-rays, measurements that should be, A, reproducible, and B, we should be able to show that they're gone, that they're changed afterwards. Otherwise, we didn't do our job. So a lot of that first visit is really getting to know the person, getting to know what issues are important to them, and also getting to know what's going on with the body, and is this something, do we feel that we can help the case or not? So it allows me to get to know the patient, what's important, and be real in terms of our expectations, what we can do and what we can't do. We help many, many people, but we're not a cure-all. And it's important that we start out with realistic expectations so people will be most satisfied with the care that they get.
Yeah, you visited with a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, Corey, who called you to see if there's a preliminary chance that you could help her. And she went through some of her medical history, and you were able to determine that, wow, there's a lot going on here that we probably are not able to address, maybe some other things we could help you with. And she was disappointed, but she was also thrilled. She was thrilled because you were honest, right?
Yeah.
And what I've found, though, is when I went in to work with you and it was for joint pain, what was so interesting to me was I had conditions I didn't know about. Because I think as we age, we just, right, we get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had sciatica, and I just thought, well, this is what it is to be 50. I have sciatica. And I had these headaches that would reoccur every weekend. I would get sinus infections every year. I haven't had a sinus infection since I worked with you. Not one. And you've explained that to me in terms of not focusing on just the name of something. Okay, I have fibromyalgia. I have acid reflux. I have depression. Those are the names that folks give things. But focusing instead on this central issue of the brain-body connection. So how is it that brain-body connection, how can it improve so many things that, you, in my case, I didn't even know I had wrong?
Well, because you'll find that we are victims of society, both in terms of our programming towards healthcare, but also in terms of how we treat our bodies. We're going to drive a car every day. We're going to sit in front of TV. If you're in the younger group, you're going to be texting. What does that all do? It creates your head coming forward, your shoulders getting, and your posture begins to deteriorate. And that begins to create key breakdowns in your body. And those key breakdowns start becoming our problem areas. And we look at it and wonder, where did that come from, you see? So part of the care that we provide at the office is not just correcting that brain-body connection, not just facilitating the ability of the body to heal itself, but also to start retraining these habits so that as we get older, 60, 70, 80 years of age, we've not got this building crescendo of breakdown in the body.
Building crescendo of breakdown. You need to trademark that because, no, that's said really, really well. A building crescendo of breakdown, because that makes sense to me. You shared my follow-up x-rays with me.
Yes.
You reversed something in me that was, you know, I was getting to a dangerous point where I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks who listen to you and they've tried everything, right? Because they've been told it's pills, it's surgery. That's just a different approach than you, because I've heard you say you don't heal people.
No, we do not. The body heals itself.
Yeah.
We try and eliminate what we do and what we're about is eliminating that which is stopping the body from healing itself. So it's just a matter of correcting that and getting out of the way.
Yeah. And when I visited with you for the first time and I went through the gentle non-invasive tests and then had my first treatment from you, which is also gentle, non-invasive, I was surprised. I was actually shocked at how quickly I felt better. So don't do what I did. Don't wait, right? Go see Dr. Yardley now. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio, 97.3 FM.